From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is considering a brand new order on immigration. That comes after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order, barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Speaking aboard Air Force One, Trump told reporters a new executive order could be issued as soon as Monday or Tuesday if the administration decides to pursue that course of action. Earlier, at a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Washington, Trump said his top priority remains keeping the American people safe.
We will not allow people into our country who are looking to do harm to our people. We will allow lots of people into our country that will love our people and do good for our country. It's always going to be that way, at least during my administration, I can tell you that.
Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that he and President Trump reached agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be among the topics of discussions. He said the mutually beneficial economic relations have been built by Japan and the United States. With President Trump taking on the leadership, I am sure major investments will be made. One of Trump's first moves in office was to cancel U.S. participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Tokyo has also been concerned about what his America First policy will mean for Asia. This is VOA News. Authorities in Angola say at least 17 people died and dozens more were injured in a stampede at a football stadium in the north of the country. Hundreds of people rushed one of the stadium gates before the start of a championship match on Friday. In the crush, many fans fell and were trampled by the crowd. Local media said some victims suffocated as bodies piled up. Hospitals reported treating more than 50 injured football fans. Spectators had converged on the stadium in the northwestern town of Wiege to watch the championship match of Angola's first division. UN agencies warned on Friday that a humanitarian catastrophe looms in Yemen as civilians are caught between warring parties amidst heavy fighting and deteriorating conditions. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville described the situation for civilians as intolerable.
And there are credible reports indicating that Houthi-affiliated snipers shot at families attempting to flee their homes in the Houthi-controlled areas. So effectively, the Houthis were using civilians as human shields.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency said Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline. The UNHCR said as many as 34,000 people have fled their homes. The war began in 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the north and captured the capital Sana'a. A Saudi-led military coalition has been helping government forces battle the rebels for nearly 2 years. A high-ranking, influential Islamic State foreign fighter linked to numerous attacks and plots in France might have been killed in a coalition airstrike. A Pentagon spokesman, Major Adrian J.T. Ranking Galloway, said that coalition forces had targeted Rashid Qassim, a senior ISIS operative near Mosul, in a strike in the past 72 hours. Rakeen Galloway said that the Pentagon is currently assessing the results of that strike. Qassim had traveled to Syria with his wife and three children in 2012. He has been tied to at least four plots to attack France since June of 2016. The United States is downplaying the severity of what's being described as a close encounter between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft over the South China Sea. On Wednesday, a Chinese early warning aircraft passed about 200 meters from a Navy P-3 plane. As a result, the American plane had to turn suddenly. The spokesman at the Pentagon called it an incident of a one-off incident. I'm David Byrd in Washington.